All right, theoretical situation here. You guys go into a coffee shop. What's the one thing, what's the thing that you always get? What is your go-to when you order a cup of coffee?
Okay, stipulation on this. Am I going to work, or is this just a relaxing visit?
Do I have a fresh pack of Marlboro cigarettes?
Yes.
Yes, at all times.
Because it changes my answer, because honestly, I'll just go with a black coffee. Just nothing in it. It's all I need. But if I'm sitting down to enjoy, I will get a latte.
Okay, yeah.
With oat milk.
Because, oat milk, yeah.
Yeah, because it tastes honestly better than just regular dairy, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a degenerate for multiple reasons. If I'm going out for coffee, it's usually just the largest size black iced Americano.
Okay.
So I'll get like a 32-inch Americano. Or ounce. If I'm at work, it's even worse because I have access to our awesome coffee machine. So I'll make myself my gigantic Starbucks cup of extra strength dark black coffee with 2 shots of espresso.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
And I can do 3 shots of espresso, but I figured I need to leave some soul behind.
So when you have your heart attack, what should you tell everybody?
You should tell them that I shouldn't go back for my second one when I go in the office.
Okay, so I should tell you this only because I love and care about you, but a lady that I work with, she was notorious for drinking. She would drink a cup of coffee and then another cup of coffee and then an energy drink, like a Celsius energy drink, like in the afternoon. And then her doctor, she went in because she started to feel ill, like she had something going on. And then they were like, how much caffeine do you drink in a day? She's like, I don't really want to tell you. They're like, you need to stop drinking now. Your heart might explode. So, Kelly.
Yeah, lucky for you, I haven't been in the office for four weeks.
Okay.
I don't go in very often. When I do, I fuck that coffee machine.
You hear it here, Kelly fucks the coffee machine.
After my second 64-ounce triple espresso Americano, I got to take a bump of Coke just to knock me down.
I have stopped going back for my second cup at the office because everybody I work with drinks too much coffee and I notice it.
Yeah.
Most of the people around
it's everyone else that has a problem, not
my boss Michelle and my head project manager at our work. I mean, when we were at the conference, Robin had 6 cups of coffee in one day.
That's a lot.
So, good God, Robin.
While we're talking about volume, so I got that Rise mushroom coffee. And somebody that I work with also got some, but they didn't like the caffeinated one. So I have a caffeinated one in the morning, but it's, like, not that much. If we're recording, I will have, like, a 3 p.m. coffee, but it's only, like, a 6-ounce. But I've really gotten away from it. But the reason why I bring this up is because I still really like coffee, so.
You're talking about my go-to coffee order if I go into a coffee shop? With no other categorizations than that, I'm going to get a pound of their fanciest roasted coffee. For Baltimore Coffee and Tea, that's the fancy, fancy's in the name. Mm-hmm. Fancy Bourbon Santos. Man, that stuff sings bourbon in your mouth.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. The coffee is, I don't know if it's partially aged or like it just like sits in a bourbon barrel, but there's a bourbon barrel involved.
That's incredible. Whenever there's
a, whenever a bourbon barrel is involved, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
When they're bagging it up, the worker, he's got a flask in his breast pocket full of bourbon. That's how they do it.
he just drips it in a little bit.
Whenever he leans over, it kind of spills in there.
Right. Burps. No, he just gets a full mouthful of aged bourbon and spits in beans.
Actually, Tim, you're not doing it right. You got to take the beans, put it in the coffee maker, and instead pour bourbon instead of water. And then it just drips the bourbon.
That's mean to bourbon.
You can't pour bourbon all over a bunch of coffee. It'll ruin it. He just burps into the barrel of coffee. All the whiskey fumes. And seal it real quick.
See, what he does is he takes the bourbon and he distills it with his liver and pees on the coffee.
Tim, this is gross. Why do you do this, man?
Tim, why do you eat this coffee?
You don't know until you've tried it, okay? You know how some people eat coffee that's pooped out? It's like that, but better.
Sometimes you just gotta go to the store, go to the aisle that says artisan, and just listen to them.
Just listen, yeah. They wrote artisan on there.
Yeah, I will say, like, one coffee, because I definitely like... brewing my own and stuff like that, but I do have a coffee grinder, and what I use is I do like Death Wish coffee, but I do know the caffeine content's apparently like higher.
It is dangerous, so I
cut it into different coffees and stuff like that, and that way it kind of melts but also adds the flavor from it. So because I actually like the taste of Death Wish coffee, it's actually pretty damn smooth, oddly enough. But I've just been doing that, but most of the time when I'm cutting back on drinking coffee, because I've been trying to, it's like one cup in the morning, and then like probably around like 10 o'clock in the morning, and 10 o'clock later once I'm at work, and maybe like a small pot like of coffee, and I'm talking like those like miniature small novelty looking things.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
But what I do is just water it down just enough that it feels like, oh, I'm getting it, but not indulging too much that my heart's going to pop like a freaking balloon.
When you mentioned you cut it with other stuff, I immediately thought, yes, it's pure Colombian coffee beans. I cut it with baby powder.
Oh, it's pure Colombian coffee and pure Colombian cocaine as well.
So since it was brought up and it's this podcast and I can't resist, Tim, would you drink the cat poop coffee?
Would I? Yeah, of course I would.
You would try it?
I don't think it's cat. It's like a monkey, right?
I thought it was a cat.
I've heard of a cat.
Does it really matter if it's a cat or a monkey?
He's still shit.
Is that the stopping point?
Cat shit's pretty gross.
Monkey shit's so nice they throw it at you.
They just want you to have a taste.
So it's called Kopi Luwak. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Or civet coffee. It's a coffee that consists
civet.
That consists of partially digested coffee cherries, which have been eaten and defecated by an Asian palm civet. It's like a weasel. It's like a weasel thing.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, dog.
I'm fine with Dunkin.
I mean, with how expensive that coffee is, yes, of course I would try it.
Yeah, I probably would.
How many people in their life can say that they tried coffee that was partially digested and defecated out of an animal? I don't know anybody who says they can do that.
I'd probably just brag about having expensive coffee.
I would brag about the price. And when they say, what is it? I would say, don't Google it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, quickly, because mine is very simple. My coffee order is whatever your largest cold brew is, add a cream and I'm done.
There it is.
I will say, though, I used to drink a lot of coffee. I don't drink coffee almost any anymore. That still doesn't mean I just don't drink bad stuff. Like, I like those zero sugar energy drinks a little too much.
Which are worse.
But in Pennsylvania, when we go up there to go hunting, you can get a cup of black coffee literally any time of the day. Somebody's got a pot. Hey, man, I got this pot of coffee. You want to help me finish it up? And just pour it out for you. My grandmother, who is the most resilient woman I've ever met, she's for 30 years, drinks, she will make a pitcher of black coffee, pour some of it into ice trays, freeze it, so she can drink iced coffee all day with coffee ice cubes.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
She goes hard in the paint, and by the way, her coffee maker, it's one of those coffee makers that roasts and grinds the coffee beans.
Oh, that's,
what?
I won't drink coffee for like a month. But if I visit them in PA, I'm like giddy in the morning waiting for that coffee maker to start because it's the best cup of black coffee I can get anywhere.
That's the coffee maker that we have at my work. It's got a compartment for two different coffees, and it's got powder compartments for making lattes. And you select your coffee, cool. It grinds it, and then it brews it.
Well,
getting up at 3 in the morning, it's freezing outside, literally freezing. We're getting our hunting gear together, and they hand me a cup of that black coffee. That is the best coffee experience I will ever have in my life. I don't give a fuck whatever fancy coffee shop you take me to.
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's like honestly the best coffee that I've had.
And you don't put anything in it.
It's like the best coffee that I've had.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mark.
Go camping, like you're fine. But when I went camping, like when it's like frigid temperatures out, I get the percolator out, put that on the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the best tasting coffee ever, namely because my body craves warmth. But
for some
reason, I'm just like, God, this feels like authentic.
So good.
Because like the percolators are just fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, another probably unhealthy association I have with the smell of pure black coffee. My grandmother was, she smoked a lot. she drank a lot of coffee. So those scents, like, anytime I smell, like, regular black coffee, I'm like, it reminds me of cigarette smoke.
Like, for some reason, I want a cigarette in my hand. It's not good, but I feel like I gotta have it. I was going to say mine is... there's a coffee place up the street from my work, and they're a fantastic local coffee place. If you're ever in Edgewater, go check out Black Market Bakery, because they have phenomenal confections and bakery. They have like giant oatmeal cream pies that are just cookies on two sides. Incredible. But they have really good coffee, and so I actually go in and I get a chai with a shot of espresso and oat milk. I've actually turned over to oat milk. I would usually just do whole milk, whatever, like it's fine. But once I started to put oat milk in there, I was like, oh man, this just has like a much better flavor to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
I didn't realize you were a communist.
I am whatever tastes good. And try
actually, I don't, oat milk's cool. I don't care. Yeah. I don't actually care. Just so the audience doesn't get duped, John hates us. This demographic, John hates him. Well,
they just say oat milk is better than soy milk, so... by leagues.
Mm. I haven't had it often. That's probably why. It's probably just not the better one.
Yeah,
I've never been able to get on the like almond milk train.
No, almond milk just always tasted off to me. But
we recently got one of the like alternative milk. I don't remember which one it was, but we got it at Trader Joe's, and I was like, man, I really want to have cereal, but I'll have this because it's like, yeah, because milk doesn't sit right with me anymore. And mm-hmm. I'm like poured it, and the consistency is just off enough where I'm just like, this is gross. Oh. It's gross. I can't do it. So, do you think that there is any coffee here at the Longer's Coffee House, maybe with Blood of My Enemies?
Oh
yes,
I hope so.
We need to find the espresso maker. I'm sure they have a gnome that made an espresso maker in here somewhere.
Yeah, there's one guy who's just there. He's just like, no, they didn't attack me. They just left me alone.
During this entire fight, there's still an asshole sitting in the corner with his laptop open, writing a novel. can we stop the fight? Stop the fight. We gotta get.
I can't focus. I can't focus. Please, can you take it somewhere else?
It wouldn't be a laptop. It would be a bard writing a play or something like that. He's
just a dandelion like guy just over there, just in the corner.
He's like, it's ruined now. I'm done.
She just tears it up and walks out.
The vibe is off. Well,
I hope your oat milk curdles, you rube.
Well, last episode, you guys got to the Longhorn's Coffee House after a well-deserved rest, I should say. And when you got in here, you guys had this whole plan about how you were going to try to like stealthily sort of like look around. And then when you got there, it said, the flavor text even said that you smelled coffee and blood. And you guys are like, all right, no need for subterfuge.
It is morning,
right? What kind of hipster drink is this?
Blood and coffee.
The best part of waking up is coffee and blood in my cup.
It's the blood of your enemies. I bet this is German.
Tim, would you drink the blood coffee?
No.
Unless it was pooped out of an animal.
Is it cannibalism? That's the question.
It depends what the blood is. Is it the blood of a humanoid,
there
or
is
it the blood
of... There
are two
corpses in this room, and both of them are Scarlet Triad members, so...
Well, then, yes, it's cannibalism. I don't think it's on our question.
Well, they're Scarlet Triad members, so I don't really feel bad.
Yeah. Well, as you guys got in here, you were accosted by two haunts. One haunt you had dealt with before, which was the Phantom Bell. Another one that you guys had not dealt with yet was Barzilai's Hounds. Mm. So there's some history there, as Barzilai Throne would sick hellhounds on defectors or rebels in the when in his rise to power. And now you see two figures of Barzilai Throne have came up from the floor and are ready to attack you. So here is what they do.
Oh, so they both look like him?
They both look like him. Let me show you the picture.
Yeah, let's see him again.
Yeah, there.
Oh yeah, that's right. His armor is kind of cool.
Yeah. It looks very World of Warcrafty, just like with the giant pauldrons on.
Guys, I don't think these guys have had their coffee yet this morning.
looking a little pale.
He's just like, gentlemen, calm down. We were in line.
We were in line first, okay?
Wait.
No wonder these guys are so grumpy. They ain't got no legs.
They don't need them. So it is their turns. So the first one, which is the top one here, it rises out of the ground and it goes directly after Elkwood.
That bastard.
So it turns around and it is going to take a single swing at you with its giant burning mace. So it pulls this mace almost like out of existence, and uh-huh. it just comes out of his hand and forms. Burning mace. That is a 43 to hit.
Well, that's Hey, Benson, are you within range?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm not.
Well, obviously. That's a crit.
Hold on, let me check. Oh, 100 feet. No. Okay.
So,
Jake, since I don't have my character sheet up, I don't take damage.
Dang it, I always forget about that.
That's the equivalent of somebody like, well, there's not a price tag on it. This is free. And then you hit them as hard as you can with your fist.
All right, this all suck.
Whew, that is 52 points of damage.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurt.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm still above half health, though. Good. Not really.
Then the other one is going to slide right past Kezra and go after Sir Benson Black.
That's surprising. I thought he was going to go straight for Kezra. Nope.
35 hits.
Yep, that'll hit just
hit. That is 30 points of damage.
Liberating step.
I was about to say, that's not 30 damage.
Yep.
Oh, and for so what it's worth, 11
it's
of that
never
was 30 fire.
Damage for you, too.
Yeah, it never is, yeah. I just tell you the total, you
Jake,
do your math.
Don't make me laugh.
Wait, Jake, so you said some of that was fire?
Yes, some of that was fire.
How much? Because
for
I have
you,
fires.
Oh, yeah, okay. For you, it was 18 points of fire.
Oh, just take off 5 of that, so I get 5 health back.
Yeah. When do you get the resist?
Adelar's dead ring.
I know.
How right.
dare you? How dare you, Jake?
You forgot about the ring that Adelar wore.
Who?
Oh.
Okay.
Mark, are you making up characters again?
Who's this character of the past? Gave all these characters items? What are you talking about?
He's like, I think you're mispronouncing Abadar.
All right. After these remnants of Barzillai, after they focus two people in the room, comes to round two. Elkwood Grimm, your turn.
Yeah, so immediately Elkwood gets bombarded by something that just pops out of existence. It comes right at him. It feels like a common theme lately. That he kind of yelps as he takes a hefty chunk of damage. I don't know if they have an attack of opportunity now that we know that Quick Draw doesn't bypass that.
You have Elf Step.
Mm-hmm.
I do have Elf Step, but I wanted to swing at him with my sword, but if he has attack of opportunity, you know, I'm just going to chunk.
Oh, because he needs a draw.
Yeah, so he's going to draw, yeah.
Yeah, I went through that before. I was like, shit, I didn't realize that. So, he's going to elf step away.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Meh.
I like to think elf step looks like you're taking a cartoonishly long step backward, just going, no, 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 no.
I always imagined it, did you play, I think it was Soul Calibur 2 with Yoshimitsu in it.
Yes.
And then when you would do the back X, I think, he would do like a spinning, he would do like a spin attack that would like throw him backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you keep holding it too long, he gets dizzy and falls over.
it's so funny.
He's such a fun character. Yeah.
Soul Calibur is like my fighting game.
Mm. Yeah.
So with one action doing elf step, second action, he is going to move. He's basically just trying to move over closer to people, just in case he, you know, gets crit again.
Sure.
And he's going to hurl, quick draw the eclipse and hurl it.
Nice.
Because he has no idea if it might do extra damage. Probably won't, but...
Okay.
Let's see. take Hunter's Edge off because I'm not hunting prey, unfortunately.
All right.
That is a 30.
There's a 30 to hit this one. Yeah. Yes, that is a hit.
Oh, hell yeah. That is 13 points of damage because there's no precision added to that.
Okay.
And it's cold iron, if that makes a difference.
Does not make a difference here. But let me go ahead. All right. Let me go ahead. What was the total damage?
13.
13. And this is the one that you were just hit by?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty.
Definitely has damage reduction because fucking everything we fight in this chapter has damage reduction.
So as you strike that through, your arrow hit pretty square, but all you see is a tiny pinhole, as if it did not take almost all of that damage.
Yeah, I used the eclipse.
It's a hairline.
Strength. My immersion is broken. I'm sorry. And you have ruined my night.
You should take away these characters.
I'm sorry. Stop. Sorry. Here, the podcast over.
Okay. About time. Let's be honest.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah. Okay. And all Vamir's doing is just pounding against the door now.
He's like, let me in.
Let me in. Oh, goddamn Americano.
Kezra, is your turn.
What knowledge would be useful here?
If you wanted to roll religion, that would be the best thing, because these are haunts, I'm using air quotes here, but no, these appear to be ghostly in some form.
Ghosty guys.
Yeah, they're ghosty.
No lore dragons, eh?
Let me check.
Shut up.
No lore dragons? No. Fuck, I thought I had that!
All right, Kezra will. He's gonna hit these guys each with an electric arc, good old fashioned. Sure. So a couple of reflex saves.
Alrighty, I'll do the top one first. 23,
fail.
All right, and then let me see the next one. Reflex save 37.
Fail. So they both take
37.
37. I think it's 27. So that is a regular success.
Okay.
So 17 to the failure, and 8 to the success.
Got it. Okay.
And then I will cast shield.
Okay. It looks as though the damage that you dealt to the one that succeeded did not go through at all.
Boom. That was evasion, maybe?
Nope, it went through. It just didn't seem to fetter his form whatsoever.
But it didn't go through his DR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Benson is your... Yep, it is your turn, Benson.
Well, at least we can hit him.
Yes.
I also think it's really funny how I bitch about DR, but me and Tim both have DR.
A lot of it.
So I want to pray this guy away.
All right. You may do that.
Is a haunt, correct?
It's a ghostly thing.
Oh.
If you want to roll a knowledge check, you could find out what it is.
I will. I'll roll a knowledge check. He's like, fucking finally. I never roll knowledge checks.
Weird, because you're a champion.
I know.
Why roll knowledge? But
he bad. Smack. That's okay. I know he bad.
Clearly don't need to be known. They need to be smited.
I don't need any answers. Really fucking high. Yeah, 32.
Ooh. That is exactly what you needed.
Yes.
That was
a high roll I had to hit then.
So this is called a Remnant of Arzalai. I think I said the name already. So I'll give you the description of this. So, though the Silver Ravens defeated the evil tyrant Barzalai Thrum, before he could finally fully realize his goal of becoming a genius loci, remnants of his spirit remain throughout the Ravenel region. On occasion, these scraps of sentience form a vague, Barzillai-shaped body from bits of the nearby terrain. But when near haunted locations, the spectral force can coalesce into a more precise body using ectoplasm siphon from these haunts. In either form, the remnant carries a form of Barzillai's own burning mace. I'll say this, that mace won't stay there if it's defeated. It is attached to him. Which I guess I kind of gave you that when I said he formed it to himself.
Mm.
So here is what I'll give you. I will give you this. So you were thinking about praying it away. You know that this is not a haunt. Specifically.
All right.
This is called but it has something called haunted form. The remnant of Barzillai draws on the power of haunts, reinforcing his form when they are nearby. His resistance to all damage increases to 12 when he's within 60 feet of a haunt.
Holy shit.
Did we kill both haunts?
Okay.
You did. When a haunt is within 60 feet of Barzillai is disabled, he takes 20 force damage from the backlash.
Oh.
Hmm.
We heard him already. Good.
Yes.
Twice, right?
Twice.
So, turns
out having some holy rollers in the party worked out.
Yeah. Because the bells are disabled and the hellhound.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, those are two haunts.
Yep. Now. You understand that you can't just pray this thing away, but you know that this thing is empowered by haunts.
And knowledge is power.
And knowledge is power.
Okay. Then I guess I'll just swing away at this guy.
Okay.
Swing away. Ba da da da. 32.
That is it.
16 points of damage.
Okay.
And why not? We'll go for the second, boys. 19, probably miss.
Yes, 19 is a miss.
Alrighty. Just yell out, it's not hot, don't pray!
I mean, at least we're actually hitting it. It's not like the Ice Devil where we're just roll a 32. Yeah, that's a miss.
Miss.
What?
It's not like the Ice Devil where it was the worst thing in the world.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
I think I went to roll another knowledge on it.
Sure.
Knowledge.
You know 32
the
is the magic
power.
Number.
Come on, 32 magic number, let's go. That's a fail. Okay. All
right.
So I'm just going to take my chances, and I'm just going to move around it and pay the penalty.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh god,
you moved the entire party. What'd you do?
I moved him back.
A 20th level wizard just cast telekinesis at 9th level and threw everyone to the other side of the building.
It must be the other haunt.
Fun tips of Foundry, make sure you don't have all your tokens selected before you try and move. Did anything happen?
No, he does not hit you with attack of opportunity.
Yay!
Okay.
That's what I call taking a gamble. Gamble this, you spirit nerd. And he strikes out.
Ben's like, you gonna let him talk to you like
you
that?
You got him. Real hurt.
it looks like he took psychic damage from that damn.
Ooh, nice.
Psychic burn damage.
Too bad he's immune.
That is 35 to hit.
That is a hit, my friend.
Alright, got some massive damage coming your way, as I am undoubtedly going to roll 2 8s on these d8s. Or I can roll 1 on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be 13 points of damage.
Alright.
Gross.
Gross.
With all this damage reduction, it's probably like 6 points of damage. So that's my turn.
Not as much. Okay. Next it comes to the remnant's turns. So the first remnant, the one that got hit Elkwood and then Elkwood ran away from it, he is going to put his arms up and say, "Hounds from the depths of hell, come to my call." And another Barzillai hound shows up and goes after you, Elkwood.
Oh,
that's seriously not cool, dude.
It's not cool because I can't pray it away because my religion score is nothing.
Wait, did they empower themselves by summoning a haunt?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you just did that, yeah.
Yeah. But then if you get rid of it,
it hurts.
He takes damage.
So he will take his turn immediately. The hound will.
Wait, this is the thing that I can only see it, right?
Correct.
Great.
It only exists to you. So, all right. So the hound goes charging after you. So it comes up out of the floor. It sort of like claws its way with its dog claws and claws its way out of the floor and goes rawr, 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 and just leaps at you over the tables.
Sorry, pets aren't allowed in this coffee shop.
Is my emotional support hellhound.
26 to hit, I imagine, is a miss.
That's a miss.
That's a miss, okay.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Down, dog.
That is their turn, and then it comes to the other remnant, who is going to continue swinging. Actually, he's gonna move so that way he's not being flanked by Grimshaw. So he's going to slide. Actually, he can just walk through. So he's going to walk through you, Benson.
Jerk.
Hex, he's got a game shark.
And then he's going to swing at you twice with his burning mace. First attack is a 39 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
Okay. That is 15. Very, very low damage.
Okay.
Second attack with the map. 29 is a miss.
That is a miss. Okay.
Right, and
I'm fairly happy with that damage I'm hit.
Yeah, after the first round, yeah, that was good. Oakwood, your turn.
Okay. So with this haunt, the only way to get rid of it was religion, or is there something else that I can use for skills, like occultism, or?
So when it comes to, I will tell you as your friend that the only that it says disable is a religion check to perform an exorcism with two actions.
Okay.
You could hold your turn and wait for either Benson or I to go to try to exorcise it.
But the thing is, if it's only appearing to me, can you even exorcise it?
It's not target. You're just praying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's it.
Yeah. Didn't you watch The Exorcist, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you remember the part with the dog? Yeah.
The hellhound calling from the depths.
In the coffee shop.
All of that was in the movie, don't you remember?
Alright, so, like, yeah, like, so he reacts back. He's, like, this thing almost tackles him, so he just, like, dodges away. He's just, you guys don't see this, do you? He's just, like, he's obviously, like, something's coming at him.
Mm.
He was right after me, actually.
Kezra would be directly after you.
Kezra, so Kezra can't do anything about the haunt.
Yeah, you two hold.
Kezra hasn't even seen either of these dogs, so he doesn't know what you're talking about.
There's a dog! Trust me! Yeah, because if I hit him, and right now he has DR, so
mm-hmm. Yep. Massive DR.
Damn. Yeah, he's going to hold.
Okay.
Yeah, hold until something can be done. Just because, I mean, he could try attacking, but with a 12 DR, it's kind of terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Then it will come to Gezra.
All right. Kezra is going to form his his Kamehameha wave, cast Horizon Thunder Sphere at 4th level.
Ooh.
At the northern haunt who just summoned the hound.
All right.
Mm.
And
quick, Kelly, use your Kamehameha blast.
Use Mama Kamehameha.
Yeah. No, use the copyrighted move.
And I am going to cast the two-action version, but I am going to also cast Sure Strike to give myself two nice shots.
Very cool. Yep.
So you can miss it twice.
You know what, John?
Give him hope! Give him hope!
Never tell him the odds.
I do all the damage for this party. That's not true. Elk fucks people up. Yeah.
Only one targets.
And then they're dead and you move on to the next
target. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, but Kazar can do be like, oh, I just did like 160 damage because a lightning bolt just rolled through like 10 people.
All right. The enemies are in a consecutive line.
All right, that's going to be a 36 to hit.
That is a hit, my friend.
Yay. Nice.
Right. What did I say? Fourth level. And that's going to be 34 damage.
Ooh. Okay.
So, it's only going to be 22 damage, right?
Correct.
Yep. Womp womp.
All right. And that was all your actions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sir Benson, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I guess I will leave this guy right here. Does he get an attack of opportunity off him?
There are no AOs.
Okay. I'm going to use a religion check to try to ban this horrible doggo from our mortal coil. I'm going to be like, bad dog.
Bad dog, yeah.
Can you target the haunt if it's not attacking, if you can't see it?
Yeah, we already went through it. Okay. You can just pray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if Elkwood didn't say what it was, then Vincent would have no idea what to do, but he already saw the dog.
Iomade is with me, because that is going to be a 36.
Critical success. So the dog evaporates into liquid sin and disappears.
Save that liquid sin. Get in the coffee.
Get in the coffee. can I get a shot of sin in my coffee, please?
I don't want the crystallized sin, though. I want the liquid sin.
I want the liquid sin.
Does the sin come with boba?
All right. And as you do that, the backlash hits both of them as they both go, gah!
Very nice. And, so Benson's turn still going.
Yes.
Some more dogs, bazitches.
that's Benson's whole turn because he moved, and then the two actions for the
two actions. Yeah.
Okay, so Elkwood is going to take his turn now.
All right, I will move you in initiative behind Benson. Okay.
Okay, and he is going to hunt prey on this guy. That probably won't matter because he's probably immune to precision. Don't know yet.
The northern one, right?
Fun. Yes.
Yeah, northern one. Yep.
But he doesn't have that massive DR boost, so...
No, he doesn't have good. That, and I will tell you to ignore precision, yeah, so...
Oh.
But that's just, my thing.
He's incorporeal, so it's just that it's...
Just probably okay, whatever. It's still plus 20 to hit. 36 to hit.
It's a hit.
Okay. And this is with the Eclipse. That is 10 points of damage.
Okay, then.
See? And all of a sudden, my damage goes way down when precision goes away.
We need to get you like a rune ghost touch or something.
Ghost touch is one of my favorite runes.
Except I don't have space for it, honestly.
Oh, yes, that's also true.
Wait a second, is ghost touch applicable in this circumstance? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'd have probably roll to find that out.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
remember my weapon always has ghost touch because that's the one that's I choose for my daily preparation.
That is true. If you roll a knowledge check, I can tell you.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, the next time I hit, I already have Ghost Touch applied, because that's part of my daily preparation.
Well, I have good news. It's your turn.
Woohoo! So I am going to, flavor-wise, bound over the tables to the north, because I am not actually going to do that. I'm just going to walk around the tables for rules reasons. But for flavor reasons, he is jumping across the tables. And he is, as he raises his Morningstar to strike, he's actually going to roll a deception check to try to feint this remnant.
All right.
Flavor-wise, I leap 20 feet over the tables.
So flavor-wise, I think I must slip on either some blood or some coffee, because that's a natural one.
Oh.
So that means that I am actually off guard to it. until the my next turn.
Waste on liquid sin.
See, I like the idea of like whenever you roll a natural one for deception, it's just you going, "Oh, am I over here? am I over here? Yeah, and then you trip over yourself, and then the ghost is just staring. Like,
if someone behind you trips over a table leg and just face plants.
And as he's recovering from his incredibly embarrassing slip and fall, uh-huh. coffee and blood staining his armor, he says,
"I always wanted to kill you. If I can't kill you living, I'll just re-kill you dead."
And, oh man, I just need to stop coming up with cool lines to say because I think I just let me do a cool thing. Now let the dice just dismantle that. I got a 25 to miss.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Ghost has to be damned. Right. It is the Remnant's turn, so this is the one that just summoned the haunt. So he is now going to take his turn. He's going to slide right past Grimshaw and up to Elkwood again.
Oh.
Oh god, I'm being flanked.
you're flanked by Benson.
As the bastard sword goes right between your ribs.
I'm aiming for Barzilai, don't worry.
Get him, Benson, he's wide open.
Just know I did this because I don't like your bird.
Me too.
I pay John to do it. All right, so he's gonna
take. It's insider trading.
Can you imagine the implications of a DM paying a player to incite PvP to kill another player? Like, that's wild.
Please. I'm
really bad at balancing encounters.
I'm certain that there is a horrible GM out there that was just like, I want this character dead. Can you other player? Can you listen? I take off the side. Kill him.
Free right, sword.
And the bribery, oh my god.
All right. Oh man, Vorpal Sword, I'm sorry, y'all.
I got it. So, with a 36 to hit you.
Oh, that's not a crit.
Yay.
Well, that's good. So, it is going to be 24 points of damage. 8 of that is fire.
It is going to be 12 points of damage because I use Wretched to Strike.
And you said 8 of that is fire?
Correct. So do your resistance first and then John's thing, because his is a reaction.
So taking 18 off of that then.
Yeah.
12, so. And so how much was it again, sorry? 24?
It was 24 total, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Felt better,
actually. I should be a remnant some more.
Staying 5 feet within the paladins is actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah. And then 27 on the second attack.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Okay.
All right.
Next, Remnant is going to go up and hover next to Benson.
Now I'm flanked.
Now we are going to see what he can do. Swinging out once. 39 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
Mm.
Damn.
20 points of damage.
Yowza.
And second swing, 36 on the second attack.
Oh, that hits.
Okay. 23 points of damage that time.
Youch, that hurts.
Hey, how you feeling? How's your shield doing?
I haven't used it yet.
All right. Okay. That was our turns. Kezzer, it's your turn. There's a really good line of 4 people.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Elk would be fine.
Fine.
He's on full Piccolo. He's like, yes, right where I want you.
Right where I got
special beam cannon.
I mean, Benson's got that +3 because of his armor.
Mm-hmm. He definitely, like, just crit fail.
I just down him.
Nice to see you have so much faith in me.
I mean, I can't. If you want me to breathe lightning on you, I can.
I'd really rather you not.
See, there we go. See, I'm looking out for you, buddy. I am going to do a man. This resistance really stinks because I want to try to hit both of them, but. But I don't know if I'll do enough damage unless I single target. I'm going to cast a third level Horizon Thunder Sphere. So another crackling ball of lightning builds up in my hand, and I'm going to shoot this one at... I'm going to keep going for the top guy.
Okay.
The one I shot before.
All right.
Do I do another sure strike? You know what? I'm going to do another sure strike. So I get that AC boost from it anyway. So this will be a third level. Thank God I cast sure strike. I did roll the second dice. Great. No. I rolled a 5 and a 2.
That's rough, buddy.
23.
23?
To hit,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Dang. That's blows. All right.
What about a 24?
Nope.
Boo. All right, that sucks. So, giant ball of lightning just flies through the window behind him and out into the street, explodes.
You hear
kills a family of four.
you hear an entire marching band just die.
Why a marching band?
The whole marching band just practice.
They were celebrating today's the National Day of Life. Celebrating.
It's a celebration for the defeat of Arsalan.
Right, right. It's just all of them just die.
It's National Lightning Rod Day. Oh, God, why?
It was a clear day, too. Vincent, your turn.
Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to lay on hands myself.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to swing at the guy, the fine gentleman in front of me that's trying to aerate my spleen.
He's making a great effort.
Hey, you know, he's putting the effort, the elbow grease. I got to respect it. I also got to stab him in the chest. 36 to hit.
That's a hit.
20 points of damage.
Okay. Ooh,
wow. That's a great roll.
That was good.
And second strike. 19. Miss.
That's a miss. Okay. Anything else on your turn? Oh, you laid on hands. That's right. Okay. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. So, just so you know, Elkwood hates Ghost. I think ever since Citadel Altarine, he's always hated dealing with Ghost. Because precision damage doesn't do jack shit against him. So... he's actually going to take an action to put away the eclipse.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want... it's like a strange reverence. He doesn't want to just drop it as a free action. But he is going to pull a quick draw the Elvish Kerblade, because that does more damage in general.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Yep.
So he's going to swing out once with that. It's 20 to hit. Natural 20.
Oh, there we go. Yes,
there we go.
Oh my god.
Heck yeah.
I saw it roll and I was like, oh, digital dice roller.
No, does it make sense for him?
Slashing.
I don't think this is going to make any sense for him, but broad swipe. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed.
Yay.
Wait, so you get your double damage.
Yeah, you get your double damage.
Unless he ghostly bleeds.
Yeah, so I would say no precision, so just take that off.
Yeah.
He squeezed all that ghost juice all over the bar.
Ghost juice.
Not the best
roll. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
And that was two actions, so one more action. He's just going to swing out again, just because he has forceful behind this one.
Okay.
That is not a hit. That's a 20.
Yeah, that'd be a miss.
Can I beseech our audience real quick? Can we get actual coffee drinks made and like the recipe sent to us for ghost juice and liquid sin?
Love that.
Liquid sin, I could already tell would be like a cinnamon, because there was a whiskey that I remember in college called Sinfire, which was like taking after, I think it was a higher elevated version of Fireball whiskey.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
So it was better. Just because it wasn't as near sugar.
So sweet.
But I can imagine you could make a coffee, put some like whipped cream on top, and then some Sinfire whiskey over top to kind of like just make a blend. So, yeah, we have an idea here, so let's open up a shop.
Yeah.
And let's take over this shop, actually.
When we're planning a trip to a distillery that we'll take pictures of, but we're planning a trip there, so when we go, we're going to be like, can I get us some liquid sin? And they'll be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Or they're like, we thought you never asked.
Oh, you know the secret.
Oh, you want the good shit. He just hands you a bottle, and you're like, this is Everclear.
Grimshaw, it is ever clear that your turn is now.
Ooh. So Grimshaw is going to send out the Chrono Worm to Kezra Deirajan, and he calls out, Kezra, the next time that you cast one of those thundering balls of lightning, think of the worm.
Think
that is a sentence I never once said to me as a man.
I want you to think about this worm as you channel your balls of lightning.
Make sure the little Kezra knows.
We don't want him getting jealous or whatever.
So Grimshaw has guided the timeline, which means that you get to roll twice and take the better. So you get a free sure strike.
Fortune, baby.
Fortune.
All right. Anything else on your turn?
Yep, that was one action, and okay. Then one action to move. So I am flanking the remnant that has taken a lot of damage.
That's true.
I think.
Yep.
And because
I think
this
is a flank train.
It is a flank train. Or a lightning bolt. Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one more from the line.
We got one more for the line.
Kesha, get over here. Get over here, man.
I like don't believe this dice. It's a miss. It's a 3.
Yep. Sounds like one.
I think I need to change my die.
You changed it out?
You need to take that die, go start one of those like hydraulic press YouTube channels just so you can destroy that thing.
No! No, this is my aquamarine. It's a gemstone.
Oh, no, that is a good one. Yeah.
Maybe don't do that.
Maybe not that one.
Yeah, don't do that. It'll explode.
Yeah, you know. This shrapnel will be everywhere. All right.
The shard just blind you.
The remnant, it is the remnant's turn. He is going to fly. He's going to fly above you, Elkwood.
Fly? Oh, yeah, I guess it was fly.
Yeah, he's a ghost.
Okay.
All right. I ain't afraid no ghost. Oh, I mean, yeah, actually.
He's got major boo energy.
Don't look at him. Look at him, he can't attack you.
Yeah, if you just look directly at him, he just covers his face.
I love the thought of Grimshaw just mad dog staring this ghost down. Just eyes wide staring.
So he's gonna hover above you. So I'm gonna put him to the left, but just know he's on top of you. And he is going to he's gonna strike out at you twice.
Jesus.
39 to hit.
That's a crit.
Mm.
But I'm surrounded by champions.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. I'm gonna do Rapture Strike, yeah.
And I'm gonna do Liberating Step.
Okay. So. Oh, God. That is 44 points of damage.
So take 24
off.
Okay, hold on. Wait, no, you need to do your resistance first, remember. You got to do your resistance. Five. Okay, so 24 of that was fire.
Okay.
So just take 29 off.
Just take 29 off.
Okay, so what was it?
15.
15? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so much better.
Bye-bye, crit.
And liberating step.
Uh-huh. You get to step.
All right, and
I get to strike out of the guy behind me.
And then, all right, since you stepped away, it will use its last action to hover here, so it's still above you. It's just kind of at an angle. So it kind of goes on the other side to sort of like body block you. Try, I guess. It's ghost. you can body block as a ghost, just like ghost.
You can't go through this doorway. Wait a minute.
All right, Remnant of Barzillai Thrun, this is the last, or the second one, this is the one that has not been hit as much, so it's going to continue trying to hit Benson here.
I missed on my Regidoop strike, by the way, on him.
Okay.
3 on the die, feels bad.
Yep. 41 to hit.
Jeez. Not a crit.
Okay. Is very low, 17 points of damage.
Okay.
And it is bludgeoning, so I don't know if it goes around your armor or not.
No.
Okay. It can take all three. Third attack. Miss. Or second attack. Now the third attack. Alright. And miss on the other two. Kezra, it's your turn. There's a ghost within touching distance now of you.
Yeah, so Kezra, he's getting real frustrated. And
He's just like using, he's using these, you know, powerful electric attacks and just not doing a ton of damage. He's just getting angrier and angrier, and he summons his dragon claws. Then his eyes roll back in his head as he flies into a rage, and he will take a swipe at this guy.
Let's go. It's been a hot minute since we've seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the worm. Think of the worm.
So I get to roll twice. Fuck up,
Grimshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Because I don't have enough action to do Strip Strike.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm glad I had the worm. So that will be 34 to hit.
That hits.
Heck yeah.
Dude, whenever I look down in the sand and see only one pair of footprints, I know it's because the worm carried me.
And then when I see a groove, I know it's because the worm was there.
And I will do 24 damage.
24 Ooh, damage.
Wow.
Not bad.
Oh my god.
I get 2d6 lightning damage with my claws now.
Oh.
I forgot that went up, yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. And then rage damage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
If Kezra is an Intel CPU, he'd be unlocked.
Oh, thanks.
That's for all my nerd friends out there.
That's for the computer.
For all the gamers out there.
I was about to say, Tim, that might be the least funny thing I've ever heard you say.
But we got it, so.
I've got lower levels to achieve that you have no idea about.
We don't know how deep this basement goes.
I haven't even brought out my dad joke calendar.
That's your next Super Saiyan iteration, Tim's dad jokes.
You know, he hits rock bottom, then he's like, here, grab me a pickaxe. I can keep going.
I can go deeper.
That was my turn.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez. You're sitting here waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
No, that was cool. Lightning claws, rage, swipe.
That was awesome. Okay. Benson, use your turn.
Okay, here's the thing. Do I use my second focus point to heal, or do I just swing for the fences? What do you guys think?
See what you do, maybe with a swing or two first, and then use it.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Just, yeah. I mean, like, how far are you, like, how are you looking?
Well, if 158 is my max, I'm around 90.
So, you're fine.
Yeah, totally fine. These things definitely can't do 100 damage in one turn.
That's true.
I'm going to put my faith in the worm and just swing for the fences.
The
first one's a miss at 22.
Ooh,
yep. The worm's letting me down. Second roll. You're fucking me, worm. I'm getting fucked by the worm right now.
Getting fucked by the worm.
Alright, I'm just gonna heal myself for my last. Right.
Grimshaw, your worm sucks.
I hope somebody listening to this is listening to it out loud and their significant other just hears, I'm getting fucked by the worm!
Is that a Dune podcast? No. No, it is not.
I'm fucked by the worm. The worm is flaccid. I don't understand.
Elkwood Grim.
Okay. So he's going to take an elven step up here.
A little north. Okay.
Yeah, the flank.
You're not flanking because he is 5 feet in the air.
What if I'm on a stool?
What if I'm wicked tall? I forgot to mention, Benson's 10 feet tall.
Yeah, I forgot to say
that. It's a weird detail we always forget to mention.
Yeah, I know.
Always bumping into those doorways.
All right, so never mind if it's not flanking.
Yeah, no.
Either way, he'll still swing out with his curve blade.
Oof, okay.
39 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit. 39? That is a critical hit, actually.
Ooh, yeah. Not bad.
That was a 19 on the die, buddy. Let's see. Oh, God, fucking low damage. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
Wait. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that was a crit. Okay, yeah, that's why. I was like, because I keep rolling a 4 and a 2 on these d8s.
That's brutal.
So, and he's just going to swing again. Hopefully get the forceful property about this. Oh, my God. Another fucking natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay,
god.
Let's go.
Oh,
dude.
Come on. Yes.
That's a crit card. That's
dude,
different.
We call Elk Noah because he carries us animals.
Yeah, so because it's like the rolls are just like, oh, this low, then high. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Muscle
dice roller for the win.
Muscle wound. The target is enfeebled 2 until healed.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I snapped your ghost muscle.
Can they become enfeebled?
Right, the ghost muscle.
Shut up.
Oh, that's a good question. Hold on. Immune to nothing about enfeebled.
Nice.
So, all right.
It's over, aberration. I've cut your ghost muscle.
That's better. That's actually 30 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus, forceful, which I think will be doubled because it should be 2 extra, so 4. So
oh, yeah.
34 damage.
34 damage, okay. Alrighty.
How's it looking?
Its figure appears to be wavering.
Yes!
It only has about 300 more health.
Yeah. It's just like, I hate these ghosts.
How do you know? Are you looking at the HP?
I've got the book open right now.
Grimshaw, your turn.
Okay, so I think I have the movement to step onto like the chair by the by this one table and then step onto the table.
Okay.
I realize it's difficult terrain, but it's not. I only have like 5, 10, so 5, 15, 25 feet, I think, to go to do all this maneuvering.
Sure.
So that would take me on the table, and uh-huh. I think if the table is high enough, then I could swipe out at him.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. It was only 5 feet up, so the table okay. gives you, yeah.
Nice.
He just wanted to get out of the flanking position because he hated
yeah.
it. So.
Yeah. Speaking of which, uh-huh. I am going to, once again, roll to faint. So it was one action that took all my movement. Now I'm fainting to try to get an advantage, make it off guard to me. Ooh. That is a 39 deception check against its perception DC.
Against its perception DC, that is a success. So it is off guard now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I was really hoping for a crit.
Nope.
That's fine. And then I will swipe out. Ugh. 30.
30 is a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit, man.
Yeah, 39 was a crit.
Oh yeah, wait. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I don't know why. Just the math, you know. Awesome. 10, 16 points of ghost touching damage.
Okay. And so because of that,
it dies.
No.
Okay.
You said 16.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Looks like that went through.
Nice. Yeah, you see the Morningstar of Melania, it kind of like it glows less purple and like kind of a more dull purple as like the head of the Morningstar kind of turns almost slightly the same opaqueness as the remnant and makes contact.
Okay. All right.
And that's my turn.
That's your turn. It comes to the remnant's turns. So. Got some stuff here. It's got some. So this is the one that's enfeebled, and it's surrounded by the three of you. So it's going to. It's going to slide around. So it's going to slide over Elkwood in order to get away from Grimshaw, since that hurt. That hurt fully. That was really painful. And then he's going to take 2 swipes out at Elkwood again.
God damn it.
I think you mean he's only going to take 1 swipe.
I choose not to move.
2 swipes it is.
2 swipes.
Alright. First swing, he is enfeebled, so that does take his attack down.
Mm-hmm.
Still a 31.
It's a hit. So.
That's a hit. Okay.
Not a crit, though. So
yep.
I'll take it.
24 points of damage.
Some of it's fire.
Some of it's 12 of it is fire.
So Five. You're going to minus 17 off of that.
Okay. So 24 minus 17, so that should be what?
7.
7?
Yep, 7 points of damage.
All right. 7 points of damage.
And you are liberated from that space, thanks to Milani.
I am liberated.
Yay! Oh no, I can't move.
Uh-huh. You're not liberated at all. All right, and then use his last action to slide here, so he's still within hitting distance of you, Oka, but he's as far away from Grimshaw as he can be.
I like that he's using me as a body shield.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, no, I don't want him.
Face me, you coward! Coward!
Face me. No.
All right. Remnant going after Benson. These two are just slugging each other.
Yeah, really, we're just kind of off. This is our own thing.
Yeah, leave us be. First swing is a 34 to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
24 points of damage.
I'm going to have three spikes break on my shield.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, using the shield.
Breaking some spikes.
What was the total again? I'm sorry.
24 total.
24. Okay.
All right. Then it comes to second swing, 30 to hit.
Miss.
Miss. Okay. And last one, total whiff. Okay. Kezzer.
Kezzer whips his head around, sees Benson alone with this thing, and he runs and dives over the bar and gets into flanking with that.
Oh, what a Benson. Chad.
All right.
And the rage in his eyes slashes out with the Cinder Claw Gauntlet.
Guys, Kezra's hangry.
Ooh, that's going to be a 37 to hit. Another really good roll.
That is a hit.
Is it a crit with flank?
With the... Only with flanking. Is it a crit?
Yeah!
Yes!
Nice.
All right.
Let's I roll 2d6 and get 2 sixes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start.
Escalators, escalators, escalators.
Let's get the lightning damage. All right, and that's going to be 38 damage.
God damn. Oh my god. Good shit. Holy crap.
Wait, and the Cinderclaw Gauntlet does an additional 1d6 fire. One. All right, okay. One fire.
Okay. So what was the grand total then?
37.
37.
And
okay.
It has to roll a fortitude save for the acrid smoke that pours out of the glove.
All right.
If it breathes air.
Is that DC 6, was it?
20.
So he's immune to death effects, disease, paralyzed, poison, precision, and unconscious effects. I don't know what that would classify as. I don't know if it's poison. He clearly doesn't breathe because he's incorporeal.
If he doesn't breathe, then he doesn't. It's creatures that don't breathe are immune.
Yeah, he's incorporeal, so yeah. Okay. All right, solid hit though.
Yeah,
coming up and slashed him in the back.
I have another attack potentially. I'm raging, dude. I'm going for it.
That's true. That's right. You can't focus on nothing.
Back of my mind, I'm like, Benson's got me. Kill him. Another really good roll. 29.
29. That's a hit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's nice. Go.
Very good.
Oh, I love this.
Ooh.
Oh, I love the rage damage. God, this is great.
I know you haven't used this in so long. I was like, I forgot.
Years.
Being a barbarian is so much better than being a spellcaster.
All right, that's gonna be 20 damage.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. All right.
That's my turn. Wow.
Wail on this guy. Okay. Benson.
Guys, Kezra floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee.
Alright.
Swinging for the fences, just like I've been doing. Fuck you. 24.
That's a miss.
31.
That is a hit.
Ooh.
Good damage. 16 damage, not bad.
Alright.
And why not? We'll just go for it. 22. So no.
Nope. Elkwood.
Okay.
Yeah. He's actually just going to stay where he is and just swing out. Because right. Why not? Yeah, so he's going to swing. Swing. Roll. There it is. Yeesh, that's a miss. That's a 25.
Yep.
And he's just going to swing again. 16 on die. That's a 31 to hit.
That is a hit.
So that would be... I'm trying to think of forceful if I have to hit with the first one, or...
I don't think so. I think force would just is on your second, on your like consecutive attacks. So I don't know if there's like if it's second contingent
attack.
On
it just says second attack against the circumstance bonus damage equal to the number of dice weapon dice.
Okay.
And then yeah, so so that is that damage. Ooh, got an 8 on that one. 18 points of damage.
Okay. Still up, barely.
Yep, and he's just he's gonna have to roll pretty much a natural 20 to get this. 24.
Yes, miss.
And like each time, he's just like frantically trying to kill this thing. He's just like, I freaking hate this town. I hate this city. I hate this city. I hate this city.
Wait, what was that? What did you say, Elkwood?
I said I hate the city.
I said this place fucking blows.
You fucking hurt me. Why do you have ghosts everywhere?
That's a new thing, okay?
A bunch of goths, witches moved in.
There's a lot of history, okay?
Oh, on the second hit, add 2 to that, because that's... Add 2, okay. I forgot about the force one. So.
Right. Force 16. Fall.
Yep. So. Yeah. Okay. Grimshaw.
So there is a table to the north, so Grimshaw is going to hop off his table that he's on, scurry up the table to the north, and is kind of going to do a similar thing where he is going to faint, try to get this... Spectre off guard to me.
I'm going to go ahead and say these tables are extraordinarily balanced.
Thank you. It's a coffee shop table.
There's a napkin underneath one of the legs.
makes it perfectly balanced.
There it is.
God's strongest napkin.
So a 38. I wish that was my attack roll, but it is now off guard.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's off guard.
And then for the attack... Oh gosh, that's terrible. It's a miss with a 23.
Yep. Okay.
It's like, you know, I think I rolled to get that you know plus 2 advantage, and then you just roll bad.
Yeah, I know.
Your full attack bonus.
I know.
What can
that's
you
my
do?
Curse with hero points. It's like, oh, I rolled bad. Use a hero point. Oh, that was worse. Awesome.
Why did I use that?
All right. Shower.
All right, this remnant is barely holding on, and so he also is going to, in desperation, swing out at you, Elkwood.
God damn it. We're all... just, like, chunking each other.
Yeah, yeah. All 3 attacks.
Oh, God.
First one, he's a feeble one now. 33 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Liberating step.
21 points of damage.
Okay, so 5
8
points.
Is fire.
Okay, so take 5 off that, and then
17, 21, 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
This has been making... Oh, and now I finally hit the threshold of under half.
Ooh.
HP.
Ooh.
Dude, you get so much mileage out of these paladin abilities.
I know. And
the step alone is just crazy.
And he's going to dance back.
Yep.
Okay. And then he will take 1 step and then swing at you again.
Mm-hmm. This guy's just being a dick. Crimshaw's right there.
If only you knew the history of him, then yes.
Okay.
All right. Natural 1.
Oh, beautiful.
Get down. One.
Come on.
Barely any HP.
It's called, become corporeal and lose all resistance. such a specific one.
All or nothing. You take a -1 circumstance penalty to attack rolls until you score a critical hit.
Whoa.
That's a rough one.
Okay, well, that is really rough. Luckily, he has not much longer to live. Okay.
Man, Kel, can you imagine if you got that one?
That, oh my god.
Stop.
Now Kelly would read that and go, that doesn't make any sense.
So then, as during our end of podcast recap, and then for the rest of the campaign, he never rolled a crit.
He never rolled a crit. He was always nerfed. Okay. The remnant is going to take a flying step into the air. Avoid flanking.
Oh, get over yourself.
Swinging twice at Benson. 39 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
Jesus Christ.
They hit so hard.
I'm rolling well, by the way. That's not just these things. I'm rolling incredibly well. I should roll like this any other time. That'd be nice. 19 points of damage total.
Ouchies.
And second swing, 31.
Miss.
Okay. That is its turn. Kezra.
Kezra's going to keep doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Another attack.
His foot is right there. You just grab it.
Wait, yeah, foot?
He doesn't have a foot. He got no feet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So his cloak is fluttering in front of you.
All right, that was finally a bad attack. So that was a miss. Second action. He's going to attack. Mm-hmm. Other miss. Realizing that something's not going right. You know, he hasn't done this rage that often. He's just going to keep swinging because he's a lunatic right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
God, I rolled a 4, a 7, and a 6. Just terrible. Oh,
that's bad. Terrible. That's rough.
Oh, boy.
You hate to see it.
Benson.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just do what I've been doing. That might be a crit.
Oh.
38.
Unfortunately, not a crit.
He's flanking, though.
No longer.
No longer flanking.
I'm standing on the bar.
No flanking. He specifically flew up to avoid that, so.
Well, it's a good thing to know you hate fun, Jake. 15 points
of
damage.
It's not me. It's Barzilai Thrun who hates fun. Anyway, how much damage?
15.
15, okay.
All right, second strike. Jesus Christ, these guys are so fucking annoying. Cocked. That's not bad. 30.
That's a hit.
Hey, first time in a while I've hit 2 in a row on these guys. 12 points of damage, so probably no points of damage.
That is correct.
Okay. And roll for the last one. Nope, that's a fat miss.
All right. Elk.
Okay. It's like back and forth. We're just constantly fighting, like just slashing at each other constantly.
This is a straight slugfest.
Really is turning into that. He's just like, I hate these ghosts. I hate undead, like over and over in his head. He's just angry at these things. So, let's see. 34 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. Damage. Be higher. 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage. Okay.
You're killing me, Jake.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
He's so close. Gosh.
These fights at this point of the campaign are so fucking annoying.
19 on the die for 34 to hit.
There we go.
That's a hit.
This will have this damn thing.
This will have the sauce.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which it did. Mm-hmm. A 7 and 8 on the die. Plus plus 2.
That's
so
saucy.
23.
Your minimum would have been enough to kill him. Please describe your kill.
He's just constant, like he's just whirling around in a circle, almost with this blade just dancing around with it, and then just slashes once, then slashes twice, and it just kind of like evaporates into two halves. And, says, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
All right, that was two actions.
Oh, yeah. Crap, that one is... There's no way of hitting it. He's not doing the best in health right now, but you said it's flying too, so there's no way I could try flanking.
It's 5 feet up, so.
Okay. He is going to. I'm trying to think of other skill. Like occultism? Would that do anything? No.
Nope. It's all religion based.
Damn it.
Stupid. Oh! I do need to say, when you did destroy that, the backlash hit the other one. Actually.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
That's actually hugely helpful.
Whoa.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, the ability is called Haunted Form, so yeah.
Neat. That's kind of cool. Whoa. I mean, it's neat. It's a very weird effect, but
yeah, very cool creature. Part haunt, part like creature.
Yeah.
Well, straight bitch.
You hear that? Barzal threw a bitch.
Also, I just wasn't sure, Jake. But the entire time I was using the curved blade, it had a wounding rune. Do they bleed?
I'm gonna say no.
Damn it. He's just gonna stay over. He's actually gonna be behind Benson and hide behind Benson. But in case he needs healing, he can at least use the healer's glove. He just needs two actions to use it.
Got it. Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw has a straight line from the table he's at to the south to the bar. So he's going to just run off the table, use the bar stool as a step to step onto the bar. So once again, it's difficult terrain, but I have just enough movement to get myself on the bar.
Look at that.
And then I will waste a die roll on feint. Hopefully a bad die roll, but probably a nat 20 or something.
I mean, you're trying to do something cool, so you're going to fail. All
right, so my feint was a 23. Is that a crit fail?
That is not a crit fail.
Okay, so I got the three out of the way.
I got the three out of the way.
So there was, I'm going to pull a Kel and probably roll a six or something now.
To the two now.
Almost a six. It's a seven. So I got a 26.
That is a miss.
The one person that can do full damage.
Yes. I know. Cannot hit to save his life.
Can't and swing at all.
You know how I was going to get a different die? All my die are scattered behind my desk right now. For reasons that you all might be able to guess. So out of all the die that I was able to salvage so far, I just have one d20.
Oh no.
That's happened to me before, but I'm sure for different reasons.
Alright, it comes to the remnant, the last remnant of Barzalai in this room. Going to continue his assault on Benson.
Are you going to like write a book or something? It sounds pretty poetic.
The last remnant of Barzalai through.
He had a bloody conflict with the last millennial.
You millennials don't like to work anymore.
But what is the a 40 against Benson?
That's a hit.
Alright.
Not a crit.
Okay. 28 total.
Ouchies.
Oh wait, liberating step.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Yep.
I'm not gonna 12. Move, but I'm gonna stay there.
Right.
Okay. Alright, and then it'll just continue swinging at you then. Second attack. 32?
No.
That's a miss. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me double check that. You said 32?
32.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. See if the last one will hit at all. It does not. Alright, then Kezra, your turn.
Kezra is going to start swinging.
And natural 20!
Hey, oh my god.
Let's go!
Let's go.
This is going to be big damage. Big range damage.
It's going to be huge damage, because now his resistance is lower too, remember that?
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. So that DR was because they were both taunts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I never put that together. Wow.
All right. Wow, okay.
I like my crit, so let me get over there.
Did you pick a good one?
Yeah, I did.
Kelly's just flipping through the whole deck.
Not that one. Doesn't make sense.
This one has claws.
Man, amazing. Amazing.
Blows dick right off.
I heard Barzlai doesn't have a dick.
Not anymore. Not for that 20.
Alright, that will be... 49 damage.
49 points of damage.
Yeah, I will max. Well, like almost max.
Oh my god. Let's go.
Holy shit.
What was your crit card?
Oh.
Yeah, what was it?
Shoulder wound, so I just reach out and stab him with the gauntlet straight through his shoulder. Until healed, the target is clumsy 1 and enfeebled 2.
Well, luckily, as you strike your hand through it, your hand is covered in ectoplasm as you kill it.
Yeah.
Ghost juice. Outright.
Yeah, ghost juice, yeah.
Ghost juice.
God damn it.
That's a really scary ghost.
Yes.
You guys dismiss these remnants of Barzlai, and as the commotion settles and you all kind of look at each other, you smell a faint hint of what you can tell is a very expensive tobacco in the air.
Hmm. Oh.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Mm-hmm. The hipster in the corner's got a cig.
There's the smell of a black mile.
Yep.
There's a guy in the corner just like, he goes, done ya.
Benson runs up and stabs in the chest.
No smoking. It's the sign right up.
Hello friends, this is John, the voice of Sir Benson Black of the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. I'm here to let you know that we are partnered with the amazing dice makers at Greenleaf Geek. If you want some amazing handcrafted dice, just go there and use the code DragonPunchSquad at checkout to get 10% off. Happy rolling.